Greetings, folks. This is your tracking board czar, Mike, here with a preview of the treasures you will find at www.trackingboard.com for this May 2015. Is that a Swedish-made penis enlarger? Are you just happy to see me? I'm back from a one-year hiatus, but fear not, I'm still up to my old tricks. Just yesterday, I was at Downton Abbey, smacking my hand across Maggie Smith's luscious buttocks before we checked into the second cheapest Marigold Hotel. Yes, like the late ODB of the Wu-Tang Clan, I remain steadfastly a dirty dog. So none of you, none of better looking but funny, then you know my name. Now give me my money. Hey, today, baby, I got your money. Don't you worry. Said, hey, baby, I got your money. And speaking of money, or in some cases, WGA minimums, let's take a look at the spec and pitch sales of the last 2 months. We start with the pitch for The Wells Initiative by Ben Lustig and Jake Thornton. Logline centers on a young H.G. Wells, the godfather of science fiction, who actually experiences events that will one day inspire his famous novels. I can see it now. Ladies, please, I realize that this is the girls' locker room, but I assure you I'm quite invisible. Honest. No, that thing poking must be a Martian tentacle, which is why it is red. Or, Herbert, what's going on in there? It's a weather experiment! The production company is Trigger Street. The project is set up at Sony. Writers are represented by Mike Asola at William Morris Endeavor and are managed by Josh Adler at Circle of Confusion. Next up, The Lifelong Malady of Mitch McConnell. White boy problems! A pitch sold by Kenya Barris and Alex Barnow. Logline, a hapless white guy who is always disrespected by everyone, from his girlfriend to his coworkers, wakes up after an accident with the voice of famous celebrity Ice Cube inside of his head. This happened to me once at Catholic school. I ended up informing Sister Mary Aloysius that I was, quote, crazy as fuck, and did, in fact, have a, quote, big fat dick for her motherfucking mouth. Things did not end well. It was not a real good day, but it was Friday and I had no shit to do. The project is set up with New Line and MGM at Cube's own Cube Vision Company. Cube is set to star, and from what I hear, no Vaseline will be provided to skeptics of the project's success. In other non-spec sales, we have got Command and Control by Byron Willinger and Phil de Blasi. Set up at Summerstorm Entertainment with Vandal Entertainment, the logline is, an NSA employee takes over the most secure room in the nation, U.S. Cyber Command, using its advanced spyware technology to unravel a deadly conspiracy. They find the motherfuckers who created Metro and kill them, full stop. Writers are represented by Verve. Producers are Navid Michelargi and Gabriella Bakker. Next. Writer Christine Hodson has a sequel to The Fugitive set up at Warner Brothers with producer Arnold Copelson. I can see it now. I didn't kill my wife! Again! I still don't care! The writer is represented by Kaplan Perone. Lastly, we have Tink, a pitch by Victoria Strauss, sold to Disney and to be produced by Bruna Papandrea and Reese Witherspoon, who is set to star. Tink follows a journey that takes place while the original Peter Pan story is simultaneously occurring. But what I want to know is, where's my fucking Rufio movie? The writer's managed by Anonymous Content. And that's the Tracking Board Report for May 2015. Until next time, this is Mike saying that if you see a naked guy shouting how he'd totally do Ultron if Ultron was a chick, be careful because it's probably me.